I love Jimmy Fallon, and I love his hashtags the best. So I'm going to share a few hashtag I'm dumb. Okay, so people tweeted in these. This is Yafet01. I once waited in line at Macy's behind a mannequin for 15 minutes thinking it was a person. Hashtag I'm dumb. London Mitchell says, went through Dunkin' Donuts drive-thru and started talking to the garbage can instead of the speaker.
Yeah, I'll take, two dozen. What?
Blair47 says, I tried to use my fingers to zoom in on my yearbook picture. And finally, Evan I says, I painted the basement stairs going down. While it dried, I was trapped there for 3.5 hours. Okay. What's in my heart this morning, I told Carrie while she was leaving with the kids, I was like, "What the sermon that I wanted to preach this morning, I'm not feeling it. You know, I'm feeling like where the congregation is and what I had to say are two different tracks. So I just want to talk from the heart. This is not prepared, obviously, which is my way of saying, so if it stinks, it's really no big deal. Some of you guys are going through some really hard stuff right now. Most of you are actually going through something hard right now, statistically. But some of you I know are going through really hard things right now. My friend Tom Borowski likes to say, Jesus works really good in situations like this. The thing that I keep saying, that I keep finding myself say, instead of, why is this happening to me? Or why is this happening to her? Or why is this happening to them? Instead of saying that, what I find myself saying over and over lately is, oh, Jesus, thank you so much that you're with us. Amen. In the middle of this. Yes. I had a conversation the other day with somebody, and I went home and I reflected and prayed for them as I was walking home. And what I kept praying for them was just that God would give them a perspective change. That instead of seeing what the problems are, they would begin to see the presence of God. Instead of seeing what's frustrating, they'd begin to see God's faithfulness in the midst of the circumstance. Instead of, a groaning and a griping and a grumbling rising up out of them would be gratitude. And that's a Holy Spirit work right there. And it makes all the difference to switch from, it's not behavior modification. We're not going, well, I shouldn't complain. No, it's seeing something differently. It's not that the situation is any less broken, but you see God in the midst of it. You see that you're in covenant in the middle of it. You see that you're not left alone in the middle of the thing. It's like Paul in 2 Corinthians, where he has this huge list of things that are terrible that are happening, but God's with us. Like, we're struck down, but we're not destroyed. We're persecuted, but we're not abandoned. We're pressed, but we're not crushed. We're always carrying around the death of Jesus. Life is beating us. It's like outwardly we're wasting away, but inwardly something else is going on under the surface that people outside of our life looking at the circumstances can't see. And that's Jesus is with us. Jesus is in us. And God is sculpting, God is crafting, and God is forming. He's making us a people who learn not to lean on our understanding, but who lean on him in all things. He does allow us to suffer more than we can bear. I don't know. I've heard people say, well, God will never allow you to go through anything worse than you can handle. That's nonsense. God consistently will allow the great saints to go through things far beyond our ability to endure, so that, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, we learn to rely not on ourselves, but on God. And so that when he comforts us, we can turn right around and be comfort to other people. Because guess what, guys? It's a broken world. It's a fallen world. And it's happening now. The fall isn't something that just happened. It's still falling. It's falling all around. It's falling to people on every age. Little kids suffer. Teenagers suffer. 20-somethings suffer. Everybody suffers. And there's not really there's not an age where you start to coast. If you're over 60, or if you're over 70, if you're over 80, good night if you're over 90. Sometimes you can imagine, well, it must be easy for them. They've got their hard fights behind them. Nonsense. The devil loves to come and try to whisper in the ear of people who are on their sickbed, saying, you know, you haven't lived well enough, you haven't left well enough of a legacy, or whatever the stupid stuff is, or worrying about the family or the kids. The devil's a jerk. Amen. All right, go ahead and stand. Let's pray. Jesus, thank you so much you're with us now. Thank you so much that you are with us in the middle of this circumstance. Thank you, God, that you've promised to give us wisdom if we'll just humble ourselves and ask. That you don't have favorites. You don't show favoritism. You generously give to anyone who comes to you sincerely needing help and seeking it. When people want your help, they get it every time if they just mean it. Thank you, God, that you honor faith wherever you find it. You honor sincerity no matter how dumb we've been. Hashtag I'm dumb. No matter how dumb we've been, you don't look at that. You just look at, do they really want my help now because I'm so wanting to help? Thank you, Lord, that with you there's mercy. Therefore, you're feared. With you, there's forgiveness. Therefore, you are reverenced. With you, there's grace and kindness. Therefore, we love you and we honor you. This is a God we can serve because you're merciful and kind and you understand how we're made. So God, we do ask that you help us today. Pour out your spirit on us. Our families need help. We need wisdom. We need grace. We need faith. Lord, I do pray you would lift depression. You would lift despair. You would give us self-control and discipline. God, that you would give us health and courage to confront stuff in relationships. God, that you give us discipline to be hard workers and responsible with our finances. And God, generous with those in need. Holy Spirit, give us grace. Give us grace. We need you. We want you. We love you. Thank you, God's people said. Amen. Amen. Go in peace. Give somebody a hug, too.